Well, it's basically late November. Here we are, Thanksgiving time. And this has been a little bit of an unusual fall from the standpoint of that we've just had our first really cool couple of days, and it's actually that cool is normal. We've been way, way above normal since probably early October, and on into November, we've been in the mid to upper 80s, even, you know, close to 90 degrees a few days. So our gardening calendar looks a little different than what we've maybe actually practically been experiencing. So here's what we should be doing now as we get into the holiday season and going forward with maybe perhaps more normal temperatures. We want to make sure that our winter lawns have been mowed a couple of times, and if they have, they should be fertilized every 30 days. The reason for making sure those lawns are well fed is when we do get that first frost or cold snap, if that lawn isn't actively growing and it slows down too much, they tend to yellow out. Even our cool season grasses don't like freezes and frost. So if they slow down and yellow out, makes them really tough to green back up if it stays cold for any length of time. So fertilizing with, we like a product called Turf Royale 21714 is the analysis. It does a great job on summer lawns, but it does even a better job on winter lawns because of the makeup of the nitrogen in it, which is ammonium nitrate based. It's much more available and much more effective with very cold temperatures. So fertilizing our winter lawns every 30 days, fertilizing our vegetables and cool season vegetables. We want them to keep growing as we're picking maybe the leafy things and harvesting them. We want them to be able to survive and keep growing and keep flourishing right through the winter months. So a good organic fertilizer periodically, maybe every 4 to 6 weeks, just down the rows or scattered over the top is a great idea on our winter vegetables. Make sure you're harvesting. We've had lots and lots of caterpillar and caterpillar damage because of the unusually warm weather that we were just talking about. So things like Captain Jack's, which is spinosad products, BT, dipel dust, all of those are very effective on caterpillars and very, very safe to use. Very organic biological controls, so there's no problem eating and harvesting right away. And they're only harmful to really caterpillars that go through metamorphosis. So they'll do a great job. We're still seeing some aphids on leafy vegetables and even on some ornamentals like hibiscus and milkweeds and butterfly bush and those types of things. So aphid control is one of those things that's pretty easy. It's also one of those things you want to look at the plant and see if it's really affecting the plant. Is it really harmful? Are we really running into some problems? If they are, pretty simple to control with something like neem oil or any of the pyrethrin-type dusts. Those things are again, very safe and easy to use. Roses can actually look really, really good between now and when we do our hard prune in January. You want to fertilize them regularly. Go in and clean up all the dead blooms, the dead blossoms, the old growth, maybe some of the dead damaged, summer damaged growth on rose bushes. And with fertilizing a couple times this time of year, actually some of our roses can be the best that they'll look all year long. So rose bush care, rose bush feeding is something that we want to be doing right away. As far as our citrus and our fruit trees, so citrus, some of the citrus are ripening. Limes certainly have been ripe for a while. Lemons are starting to ripen. Some of the oranges and grapefruits are turning color now, and we'll be harvesting those. So really not much to do other than, you know, as they start to ripen, pick them and eating them and harvesting them. But as they get ripe, most of the valley now, was talking to the exterminator that does our house, and we were talking about roof rats, and they're pretty much everywhere now. It used to be just kind of a Arcadia, East Phoenix thing. They're pretty much valley-wide. So keep your ripened fruit harvested. The one nice thing about citrus is you can let it hang on the tree. You don't have to pick it. But with the advent and the arrival of so much activity in the way of roof rats, if you want to minimize those, then you need to probably harvest your fruit as it's ripe. Use it, juice it, give it away. Citrus fruit even picked will store a long time. So make sure that that you keep, if you're worried about roof rats, if you don't, if it's not a big deal to you, if you don't seem to have them, leaving citrus on the fruit as long as you, or citrus on the tree as long as you can, is just fine, and it just gets better and sweeter as it goes. So stone fruits or deciduous fruit trees, they'll start to lose some leaves. You'll start to see some yellowing leaves. If you've got a peach, an apple, a pear, those types of trees, maybe even some of the nut trees, if you start seeing some yellowing leaves and some leaf drop, that's perfectly normal. They're going deciduous, going to go dormant for the winter, and they'll start losing their leaves as the days get really, really short and cooler. Those leaves are going to fall off. Once those leaves have fallen, then it's time to prune those. So usually about mid-January to mid-February, about the same time we do our hard, severe pruning on roses, we also want to prune deciduous fruit and shade trees. So it's not just peaches, apples, pears, it's pecans, it's mulberries, it's red push pistache, it's Arizona ash, all of those trees that lose their leaves, and grapevines as well. Make sure you let them go completely dormant or deciduous, though. Years ago, we used to see the mulberries get pruned hard. In fact, I saw one just a day or two ago that had already been pruned back. Still warm days, the tree is not completely dormant, and it shortens the lives of the trees extensively. You want to kind of open those trees up, thin them out, take out any crossing branches, any branches that are growing at too severe an angle down or up, make them look open. If you're in doubt, leave it. It doesn't hurt anything, and we don't want to over-prune them. And young trees, ash and elm and those types of trees, it doesn't hurt to also maybe paint the trunk with a protective paint or wrap it with a protective tree wrap, because they can sunburn even in the wintertime. So in the winter months when there's no foliage on the tree and we get lots and lots of sunny days, even though it's not hot, it can sunburn those. So those are what we want to do with deciduous trees and fruit trees. And we've covered roses. Back to vegetables. We can also continue to plant our vegetable gardens. Any of the leafy things, the root crops, onions, onion sets, garlics, as we harvest and maybe create space, think about going back in with another crop. You have lots of time yet before our spring planting will start occurring. So if you've got space, you've got time, if you've been harvesting and you're creating some new space for those, you can go back in with second crops of, again, leafy things, things we eat the stem, the leaf, maybe the bud or the flower of or the root of, can all be planted all winter long and right through the winter months. Herbs like cilantro, mint, those types of cool season herbs, thyme, those are great to plant. The ones you want to stay away from or be careful with right now, maybe basil, tarragon, those are really warm season lovers. The basil will do great unless it freezes, so you want to watch for that. Speaking of freeze and frost damage, we want to really start watching now the temperatures. We want to start trying to harden off, and with this warm weather we've had, our plants are very soft. Some plants are flowering, putting on new growth, and the worst thing that could happen now is we get a really quick, sudden cold snap, and those plants haven't had a chance to what we call harden off or acclimate to the cooler weather. So one thing we want to make sure we're doing is cutting back on our water. Things that are frost sensitive, like lantanas and natal plum and hibiscus and bougainvilleas, we don't want to be fertilizing them anymore. We don't want to be pushing any new growth, and we want them to slow down and harden off. So cutting back on watering, making sure we're not fertilizing, and then watch our temperatures. If we get to where, and usually after Thanksgiving is when we're in the period where we can get hard freezes or frost damaging cold snaps, that's when we want to make sure we have that frost cloth on hand. Whatever you do, if you don't have a ready-made or a commercially produced frost cloth or fabric, we want to make sure we use a breathable material. Do not use plastic. It's got to be breathable. Even blankets are okay. They're a little heavy, but in a pinch, they're fine. Burlap is okay. Sheets are fine. Whatever you do, though, the minute you get up and go to work at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, don't pull it off, because that's oftentimes the coldest part of the day. So when in doubt, just leave them on for a couple of days. That's why the frost cloth, the produced products that are made and designed for protecting our plants, are better because they're light. They don't break the plants or weight the plants down. They dry out. moisture and air move through them, and you can leave them on for days at a time. So don't be too quick to take them off, and make sure you don't use plastic. And now's also the time we're starting to buy holiday or seasonal plants, Christmas trees, those types of things. So number one rule on Christmas trees, make sure you buy one that's been in a tree lot, that's been shaded, covered, wet, moist. If it's standing up on display, it should be in a stand that's holding water, and it should be shaded. If it's already losing leaves and dry, it's just going to get worse. It doesn't matter what you do to it when you get it home. Make sure you buy a fresh tree. Bounce it on the ground. Pull on the needles. Anything you can do to make them come off. If they stay on, you got a good one. When you get it home, if they don't make a fresh cut for you at the lot, you need to cut some off the end. Even if they make a fresh cut for you at the lot, if it's going to be a couple of days, you probably want to cut it again. Taking it home, we get calls all the time. I know Rosie and Romy have done this. Yes, you can put it in the swimming pool for a day or two. Not much longer than that. The chlorine can take the color out of the tree and out of the needles. But if you want to throw it in the swimming pool, put it in a covered garage, put it in someplace shady, and put that cut end or stump end into a bucket of water. Make sure the stand you have at home holds water, and make sure it's never dries out or gets empty and stays full of water. Poinsettias, Christmas cactus, all the Christmas gift plants. Most all of those are tropical. We think Christmas, we think winter cold. No, they're tropical plants. They like it warm. They like it in your house where the temperatures are constant. It's not drafty, not by the fireplace, not by the heater vent, and not by a door that's getting open and closed all the time. Make sure they stay moist. Don't let them get too dried out. So it's the old finger test in the soil. And most of all, keep them in a prominently displayed place. Buy a good, nice one. Keep it well cared for, and you'll have those to enjoy way past the holiday seasons if you want. Happy Thanksgiving.